Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Monday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're in the book of Romans, and we're beginning in chapter number 12. The book of Romans, chapter number 12, and we're going to put in today in verse number 9. And let me give you just the thought that we're going to be pursuing. The book of Romans takes a turn in its emphasis. And the latter part of the book of Romans is dedicated to the Christians. And once that they have received Christ, as is dealt with in the book of Romans, chapter number 10, we're given instruction how to live for the Lord. And particularly in chapter 12, here beginning in verse 9, there are some things that we need to get under control as Christians. And of course, this time of the year, everyone's talking about weight loss and controlling your diet and controlling, you know, this and that. And I mean, that's a big thing. Well, it's also a time to look very seriously at getting control of our lives as Christians, as born again believers. And the scripture says in verse number 12, chapter number 12, verse number 9 of the book of Romans, "Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good." And so the word dissimulation here has to do with pretending. It has to do with someone who's not sincere. So the scripture teaches that we are to have sincere love, but it's talking about our love toward God. Our love for the Lord should be sincere. It should be without dissimulation, without hypocrisy, without pretense or pretending. Well, then the scripture goes on to define what a honest love or a love without dissimulation is. And it says, "Abhor that which is evil." Now, the word here for abhor is a very strong word, and it's not used that often in Scripture. Abhor means to loathe evil, to separate from it, have nothing to do with it. Now, this is quite a different picture that's being painted in the neo-evangelical circles of the day. Everybody is teaching that, you know, God is love, and therefore we ought to love everybody just like they are. Well, I want you to understand that the scripture teaches that if we love God without dissimulation, we will automatically also abhor the things that he abhors. And that which is evil, that's what is contrary to the very nature of God, to the very essence of God, because God is holy. And so the scripture teaches that we are to abhor that which is evil. In other words, there is no toleration for evil. The child of God has no toleration for evil in his life or in the lives of those around him. It's not something that we can tolerate, nor is it something that we can negotiate. No toleration, no negotiation when it comes to evil. Abhor that which is evil. And the tricky part here becomes having a burden and continue to have a burden for the sinner while abhorring their sin. So the Bible says, "Let love be without dissimulation." A love that is true and genuine abhors that which is evil, but it goes on to say, "Cleave to that which is good." So just as there is an abhorrence for evil, there should also be an affection for good. The word cleave, it means to be glued to something, to be married to something. As a matter of fact, it has the idea of being married without any provision for divorce. And so we should have this type of love for those things that God loves and for those that God loves. And so for the brethren, "Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good." Our Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, help us, I pray, to not have a pretending love, and Lord, to be genuine in our hearts. In Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.